Well, here we are, out in the Northlands again, and ready to be taken down the garden path by that sportsman who has a heart as big as all outdoors, a mouth to match, of course, Big Red Romo. We're going up to Scuttlebum Lodge again and have a look at some of the trophies and talk to Big Red, who lives up here all alone. If you had that kind of a cough, you'd be all alone, too. Well, I see the clearing in the path, and oh, look at this. Big Red has sandblasted the aluminum siding. Oh, that looks kind of rustic and rusty, too.
But that's,
yeah, can I come in? You mind if I come in, Big Red?
Come on!
Yes. We'll let all the flies in just a few.
Guys, throw it up the park. Chilly up in the woods now.
Oh, it's getting chilly, and hey, you know, you're running low. Look over there in the corner by the imitation fireplace.
That's
and
right.
They don't have much firewood there.
Yeah, out of imitation wood.
You're right.
Well, so I thought today we'd go out and cut some lumber.
Yes, I know she had some great particle board trees out there. They're
that's
rare, right?
That's right. Very rare. Kipboard trees, you know?
Yes. Well, they got
how
the tools.
How are you, whippersnapper?
Oh, fine, Big Red.
That's good.
Let me just, for the people who've just joined us and want to know how you get the name Big Red, because
okay.
you don't have any hair on your head.
I'll just pull off my head here. And,
there. You see the welt now, and it's coming
really
up in there.
Smart.
Right. Well,
you hit me on the old bald head.
You've got some rustic tools over here.
Yeah,
an axe and a Swedish saw.
And I got a spade, and I got everything.
And you're going to take me out into the woods.
You're back here.
Wait a minute. What's going on here? Please.
Right.
We're just good friends. So.
Oh.
No, we're going to go out, and you're going to show a city folk like me how to cut trees down for
us. Folk like me.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we're a little bit of country. Yeah. I'm a little bit chitty. That show stinks. Donnie and Marie Osmond show.
Well, let's get out into the woods and Wait a minute. Oh, there's a little spark there on that. Put that out, please. Oh. Gotta watch that fireplace, that made in Taiwan bear rug. It's right down to an ear.
In a new rug,
right?
You know, and not the master line look for Big Red. You know, he looked kind of funny there throwing the beach ball around.
I don't know. I think a little red Orlon on top of the old head.
I can get that from Mr. Gilbert. He's got that Orlon Isle carpenter.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's take up some of these tools and we'll get outside. And I'm going to chop some trees down here. Now, we have to be very careful about planting and reforestation. We observe the rules of the forest. There they are.
You do?
Posted up there.
Oh, yeah, the rules.
One-way street.
Yeah, one-way. That's a one-way path.
Oh, a one-way path.
You know?
I see.
There's a no sitting.
Right.
not sitting, really, but I couldn't say it on radio.
No talking, it says over there. All these rules and regulations in the woods, just like the
and
city.
You're right over there, just quiet. Nut zone.
Nut zone.
That's right. That's where all those little squirrels are hiding their nuts.
I see.
You know, for the winter.
Okay, now what kind of tree shall we cut down?
Because a wooden one. Always good to cut down a wooden tree.
Those cement ones are tough on the tools and they bend all the teeth. Did he meet you right back into the cabin there?
Pretty good at that, you know.
Okay, Big Red. I guess we can use the saw first.
Yeah, sure. The first thing we'll do is cut down the tree with the saw.
Yeah, now this is a 20-man saw, but we've only got two men.
We're just going to have to put out a lot of guts
right,
42
okay.
ourselves.
Right, okay.
Okay, so you grab one end of the saw.
All right, I'll grab the other one.
Yes, sir,
and what kind of a tree are we cutting down here, you know?
This is
a wooden tree.
This is a wooden tree. I told you that. You know what? I cut down a cement tree or a giant pole, or a telephone. Boat.
Who gets to say timber when we get all the way through?
Very important when you're cutting down a tree that you cut it the right way so it doesn't fall anywhere where it's going to do any damage to you.
All right. Right? Just coming through here now.
Boy, it's hard work, eh?
It certainly is. Yeah, I thought it would begin to fall by now.
No,
but
not yet. Okay, now.
All right, now what do we say? Timber or anything?
Yeah,
or?
I guess you got to say timber.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess we have to push it a little bit. It ain't moving.
All right. No, it's not moving. You want to yell timber?
Okay.
All right.
Timber! Which
nothing.
Matter with the tree there?
Well, maybe we should go on to another tree. Leave that one there for the time being.
Yeah, we should go cut another tree.
Okay, now
I guess we cut it so fast there, Petey, that it just grew back together.
Right. You know? Well, you've got another tool there. That I recognize that as a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Power saw. And this
That's right.
It's a two-cycle engine, and
that's right. And I put some gasoline in here,
Gasoline. Right, this will be a little faster, I think.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's the wrong chain star. That's the chain gang here.
Right.
They were all singing there. You got to refuel it.
Right.
You know what? Okay, I turned up the chain star.
I'm gonna pull the old ripcord there, and
The first thing I do is walk over to this here tree here, this other tree, and I'll cut her down.
Okay.
Gotta push a little bit on the chainsaw. Yeah,
gotta be very careful with the chainsaw because that can fly back and it'll cut. You can get your cuff.
That's
your
right.
Pant cuff
get
stuck
your pant
in it.
Cuff caught in it and it'll rip your pants all to hell.
Oh, right. But you got pant cuff there. Clips on there.
There we go.
Oh, you're all the way through there.
Okay.
And
Jimby.
What'd you say?
Jimby.
What's Jimby?
That's a shorter for Tim Burton.
Oh, I see. Not a thing. You know, it didn't fall down. Well. We're not having much luck getting these trees down.
All right,
but,
let's go back to the lodge.
Yeah, we might as well go back to the lodge and sit around the fire, and at least we know how to use the tools correctly for chopping trees. Well, it's been nice up here in the woods once again, and I've certainly enjoyed myself. Thank you very much, Big Red.
It's getting darker around here a little bit, Pete.
What, getting dark?
Yeah, the sun's gone in.
Oh, I know. I have noticed that.
Oh,
nice. Well, maybe it's the hours.
It's the clouds.
It's the clouds, I guess.
That's what it is.
Well, there aren't any clouds up here.
Oh. Well,
Big Red, let go!
Oh, hooey, Petey.